Grace to you, and peace from God the Father through our Lord Jesus. Amen. Last Sunday, you heard of the love of God the Father for you. In Jesus, He has made you His own dear child in your baptism. And God the Father loves you. And He promises that nothing can separate you from His love in Christ Jesus. God has not forgotten you. He had eternal divine mercy upon you. His mercies are new to you every morning. You are guarded in your sleep, in the forgiveness of your sins, and in your faith. Your sins are still forgiven you as your day begins. God's word has not been revoked. Divine service continues, where God proclaims to you the forgiveness of all of your sins, that He delivers to you eternal life and salvation in Christ Jesus and all of His gifts, none missing, ever. Christ Jesus offers and gives and seals to you, unites you with God Himself through Jesus' own true body and blood in His supper. But where our text begins and brings us today, I am fairly certain perhaps you thought it as you heard the words being read. Those words, judge not. They are words that can be especially troubling. Nowadays, even more. Don't judge me! Who are you to judge? And those words, they strike us to our very core. We want to know how we can answer that. Those words literally rock us back on our heels. And while we're at it, what about judging? God spoke to you through His prophet. He has told you, O man, what is good? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Jesus gave you the answer in today's text, same to same. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Well, if the other guy isn't, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Hold on a minute. What does the other guy have to do with what God said to you? Does his behavior or his words, the other guy's, does that change God's attitude toward you? Or change His word toward you? Perhaps you've forgotten your own prodigalness. Did the Father make you a hired hand? Perhaps you have forgotten your older sonness. Has the Father disowned you because of your ungratefulness? Hardly. Not on either count. God the Father had and still has nothing but the deepest love for you, nothing but the most abundant mercy for you that there could ever possibly be. St. Paul tells you about it. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God? And so we are. God saved us, St. Paul writes. This is Titus chapter 3. God saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Christ Jesus our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of everlasting life. But isn't our neighbor a prodigal like we are? And isn't he plagued by older sonness like we are? The text brings us to yes. Yes, he is a prodigal like us. Yes, he is an older son like us. But what the other guy is not where Jesus leads you. The other guy is a sinner, like you and like me. What else do you expect? The other guy does things. The other guy says things that are sinful, okay? And worthy is the Lamb, not you, not me. Worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away in his own divine blood and great mercy the sin of the world. He alone is worthy. And what Jesus gives to you and to me through faith is the forgiveness of all of our sins, so that in the confidence of faith in Christ's love, we might wash one another's feet, that we might serve one another in love, that in whatever we do in word or in deed, we do it as unto the Lord Jesus. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. And what is this judgment anyway? Our neighbor is always before us. You can't avoid him. He's there. And we trust our eyes. And we can come quickly on our own to a judgment about whether our neighbor's wants or our needs or even his desires or our help is worthy of us, as we forget again our own prodigalness. The great hymn reminds us, today thy mercy calls us to wash away our sin. However great our trespass, whatever we have been, however long from mercy our hearts have turned away, thy precious blood can cleanse us and make us white today. Yeah, Pastor, that's nice. But aren't we supposed to love your neighbor as yourself? Love is patient and kind. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And remember also what God's word says about this neighbor of yours. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Alone. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. The Christian lives not in himself, but in Christ and in his neighbor. Otherwise, he's not a Christian. The old Adam is focused on himself. But the Christian lives in Christ through faith and in his neighbor through love. Dr. Luther nailed it when he wrote, "By faith the Christian is caught up by himself into God. By love he descends beneath himself into his neighbor." You see, out of God's word, to judge is nothing other than all of repentance. And repentance consists of two parts. First, that we acknowledge our sin against God's word, against God's Christ, against the faith, against God's commandments. Acknowledge that we are sinful through and through, in person, in thought, in word, and in action. We confessed that this morning. The second part of repentance is that we believe the words and promises of God for you and for me, that the Lord has put away your sin, even as Joseph did with his brothers in the text of the Old Testament this day. God always means it for good. You can trust his word. The two parts of repentance. To judge is to condemn sins, not the person. It means to call one to repentance. In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you of the reason for the hope that is in you, but do it with gentleness and respect, St. Peter says, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, who are you to judge? Who do you think you are? You can't judge me. When you are slandered, you hypocrites, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. Be merciful, as your Father in heaven is merciful. See, it's not about who or what the other guy is or isn't. It is Christ for you. It's his blood, not yours. It's his works for you, not your works for him. It was his forgiveness and mercy and love of neighbor for you, whilst you and I were dead in our trespasses and sins, enemies of God. And he alone, Jesus, is the righteous judge who suffered for our salvation. He descended into hell and proclaimed victory over the devil and hell's minions. He rose again for you and for me on the third day. That is assurance to you and I. And he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and from there he will come to judge the quick and the dead. To message to you and to me, be merciful, as your Father in heaven is merciful. And all the while, our neighbor is still before us. And we would trust our eyes, and we can come quickly to a judgment about him and what his wants are and what his needs are, or whether he even deserves our help at all. God's word is all sufficient, not my eyes. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, not my own reason or strength. God's word delivers to your heart and to mine his blood, his righteousness, our faith, the forgiveness of our sins, heaven, peace with God, everlasting life, all the blessings that Christ Jesus suffered and bled and died for upon that cross to deliver for you and for all. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Love. We descend to our neighbor in love. Love covers a multitude of sins. Be merciful. If you are a godly person, you should cover up and help to quiet the social and public things about your neighbor as much as it is for you possible. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Where your neighbor is concerned, is he a sinner? Yes. Well, then cover his sin and pray for him. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Did you publish his sins? Well, then truly, you're not the child of God. You think you are. For otherwise, you would be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Repent that sin. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, you and me, we don't necessarily like everybody. We don't necessarily get along with everybody. We do pick and choose who is worthy of us and who isn't. We backbite. We nitpick. We devour each other. We find fault with each other up one side and down the other. Why? I mean, welcome to the sinful, fallen world filled with sinners. What else is new? But why? Don't we believe Jesus for us? Don't we believe that we are saved by the mercy of God for us? Or do we believe that God's word only came to us? Or that it perhaps originated with us? Do we believe that our way is a better way and that we've got a better word about this than the word of God? What is it that God willed for you and for me? What was it that Jesus came to do? What did Jesus say? The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Love your neighbor as yourself. And who is my neighbor? Even your enemy? You know what? He is still my enemy, even when he is wounded and bruised and sick at heart and in trouble and distress. What of it? My God has said to me, I have bought you with a price. My own blood and life. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Judge not. Is it hard? Well, what more strength do you need than Christ Jesus, his word, his baptism for you, and his body and blood that strengthens you in your faith and keeps you in the one true faith forever? What other strength or power is there in the universe that is greater than that? Is it tough? Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Is that cross heavy? Jesus carried it for you. When his physical strength failed him, remember the guy's name? Simon of Cyrene was compelled from the crowd to help him. How heavy is the cross of being merciful as your Father is merciful? And if it becomes too much for you, there is a Christian congregation around you to encourage you and to point you to Christ Jesus and say, take heart, your sins are forgiven. The mercies of God are new every morning. You heard it in the divine service in your own ears. You ate and drank our Savior's divine body and blood for you in his supper. You are strengthened. Take heart. You can, in the strength of Christ Jesus, take up your cross and be merciful as your Father is merciful. Little children, let us love one another. For love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. What does God's word say to you? Be merciful as your Father is merciful. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.